Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 26, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Early surgery or conservative care for asymptomatic aortic stenosis at 10 years. Among asymptomatic patients with severe aortic stenosis, early surgery significantly lowered the risk of operative mortality or death from cardiovascular causes compared to conservative care. This means patients who received early surgery had a reduced composite rate of death during surgery or within 30 days after surgery. The data demonstrated this significant reduction in operative and cardiovascular mortality with early surgical intervention. These findings provided a clear benefit for early surgery in this specific patient population. Article number 2. Renin-aldosterone profiles and cardiorenal outcomes in hypertension, a nationwide cohort study. Renin-independent aldosterone production contributes to adverse cardiorenal outcomes. The study established a definitive association between specific renin-aldosterone profiles and the occurrence of cardiorenal events in adults with hypertension. These findings provide population-based evidence demonstrating the significant role of distinct aldosterone production mechanisms in influencing cardiorenal health in hypertensive patients. The comprehensive analysis identified key patterns linking renin-aldosterone levels to adverse cardiovascular and renal outcomes. Article number 3. Palliative care and cardiovascular medicine. Palliative care for adults with advanced cardiovascular disease consistently improves patients' quality of life. It effectively supports caregivers and successfully aligns treatments with patient values and goals. The implementation of palliative care encompasses essential elements such as comprehensive symptom management, proactive advanced care planning, and patient-centered shared decision-making processes. These core components consistently lead to better patient experiences and outcomes in advanced cardiovascular disease. Article number 4. Cardiovascular disease in China: epidemiological evolution and implications. Cardiovascular disease remains the predominant cause of mortality in China, having undergone significant epidemiological transitions over several decades. This comprehensive review synthesized extensive observational data, revealing key features of cardiovascular disease's evolving epidemiology across various dimensions within the country. The findings definitively establish crucial trends and interrelationships in cardiovascular disease incidence and prevalence among the Chinese population. This analysis demonstrates how the disease burden has shifted and provides a foundational understanding of its current state in China. Article number 5. Wearable devices and cardiovascular health: revolutionizing remote monitoring and disease prevention. Wearable devices are transforming cardiovascular medicine as they enable continuous remote monitoring of physiological and behavioral measures outside traditional clinical settings. Smartwatches and activity trackers effectively utilize motion and biometric sensors to accurately measure physical activity, sleep quality, heart rate, and rhythm. These devices successfully empower patients to assume a more active role in their health by converting health goals into objective, quantifiable measures. This technological advancement directly contributes to revolutionizing remote monitoring and disease prevention in cardiovascular health. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.